Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, Herman Cain is certainly doing very well in some of the recent polls, but if you look at his campaign, it still is a fairly ad hoc operation. It's not on the ground in Iowa and New Hampshire in the sufficient numbers with the types of organization you would expect to see from a front-running campaign. The campaign has acted in strange ways on a number of fronts. Cain himself on Meet the Press Sunday said he wasn't familiar with the neoconservative movement despite how dominant that's been in Republican discussions in the last decade. And he said things like he wanted to have an electrified fence on the Mexican border before then claiming it was a joke and then repeating the suggestion again the next day. So there's a lot of questions that have come up about whether the Cain operation is a serious attempt to win the presidency or perhaps something else.
That's Reed Epstein from Politico.com explaining several of the reasons that a lot of people still don't think Herman Cain is a serious candidate. That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along the presidential race front and center. Here's host Bill Meyer with Andrea Tantoros from Fox, who says the Democrats are afraid of Herman Cain.
It's not just a matter of dislikes Herman Cain. You're saying that the left actually fears him. How so?
Well, Herman Cain has a very powerful message, and that message of personal responsibility and not needing a government handout, and that the government actually makes things worse, and that people should put their nose to the grindstone and achieve success on their own, is something that's very threatening to the Democratic Party that has long supported the notion that you need the government, and you need Democrats in power to make decisions for you because we can't be trusted to our own devices. That's the way Obamacare works. Governments can make better decisions than you can. It's what we're seeing with the big Solyndra scandal. We know better than investment bankers.
Mm-hmm.
Government can actually play venture capitalists better, and we see that that's not true. But the Democratic Party has long believed that they are the party of women, of Hispanics, of blacks, of any kind of minority. And Herman Cain is blowing the cover off the message that the Democratic Party better represents blacks, because he's out there challenging them, saying, look, I know more about the segregated South than any of you do. I have, you know, Barack Obama doesn't understand the racial experience. I'm a guy that came from the South when there were different water fountains, one for blacks, one for whites, and I survived, and I became the CEO of Godfather's Pizza through hard work and not bitterness and anger. And I think that that scares the Al Sharptons of the world, and they're coming out of the woodwork just making fun of Herman Cain. They're trashing him. They're calling him stupid. And I think just like Sarah Palin did when she was added to the GOP ticket and John McCain selected her to be his wingmate, liberals got very scared because they thought, uh-oh, she has a very inspiring message that runs directly in contrast with all of the propaganda that is feminism.
In other words, you can be successful outside of the liberal plantation, you know, to use that phrase as it were. And so that is really what scares the folks, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And also that he's saying he can get a third of the black vote. I mean, when he came out and said that, really, the gloves came off, and you start to see the left rise up because they're scared. I mean, if he actually gets the nomination, he could compete with the African-American vote, one that Barack Obama needs and one that he assumes he has propped up.
It would appear that that even the liberal intelligentsia, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you have dug into this recently or not, Andrea, but it seems to me they would prefer to go after Mitt Romney, wouldn't they, do you think?
They would, but I do think that Mitt Romney scares them the most in a different way.
How
Mitt
so?
Romney is the least conservative of all of the candidates in the field right now. I mean, that are viable. I'm not talking John Huntsman. He has infrastructure. He has a mechanism, a campaign mechanism behind him. He's got a lot of staffers. He really does have an organization behind him. Herman Cain doesn't have. It's very, very important that he has that. Then again, he's been through that in 2008, Mitt Romney. But he is more liberal than the rest of them. So in a general election, somebody like Mitt Romney, who can appeal to the middle, the swing voters, the independent voters, with a business message, you know, somebody with business experience, is really going to scare the left. And if you ask them, you say, who's the one you want to run against the least, they'll tell you it's Mitt Romney.
Up next, Ron Paul weighs in with his economic plan, and we'll hear from one of the presidential candidates who skipped the debate. That's next here.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mammy jammers.
Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Let's listen to Neil Cavuto talk to Ron Paul about his plan to take care of the debt by the third year of his presidency.
You quote for $1 trillion in savings in the very first year to balance the thing by your third year. Do you really think that's doable?
Well, if it isn't doable, we're embarked on a very, very bad process because we have to do something. I think we're in a debt crisis. It's worldwide. It's not just not U.S. and it's not just our states. It's worldwide. It's sovereign debt. It's been building for decades. I became concerned of that way back in even in the 70s, believing that the monetary system would lead to something like this. And I voted against all the budget appropriations, essentially, because I believed this was so dangerous. So I think if we don't change and decide that debt is a consequence of spending, and you don't solve that problem by spending more money, which is what all the other candidates are advocating.
You know, many people agree with you in the aggregate about your goal. They think you're rushing it too much. Among those, some critics at Moody's Analytics and others who don't necessarily have great track records themselves. But I just want to quote from one congressman, Guts Fauser, who's the sort of the head there, Moody's Analytics. That much deficit reduction, referring to your plan, in 1 year is going to be a huge drag on the economy. The reduction in spending, much greater than the cuts in taxes. He's referring to your cuts in five cabinet agencies, outright removing them and leaving better than 200,000 federal workers in one fell swoop out on the streets. What do you say to that?
Well, it's not exactly accurate. The people don't get released all at once. It's through attrition. That's over several years. It's not
by 3 years, it's over. By 3 years, it's over, right? They're out, right?
Well, no, it'll continue. Some of the programs will reduce to 40% of what they are now. Some will be eliminated. And some of the programs, some of the departments that are eliminated, actually some of those, some parts of those will be maintained, but they wouldn't have a department status. So, but it isn't the debt that's being reduced. It's the spending. It's the deficit. The deficit is being reduced, and that is important because it's the deficit that expands your debt. If you just could freeze this debt, it would send a powerful signal to the marketplace and invite our capital back home. Maybe we could get some job growth in this country once again. But at the rate we're going, there's been nothing offered up there to restore sound economic policy here and look toward the marketplace to solve these problems rather than to the government. Nobody's challenging, you know, fixing interest rates and spending money, running up debts, and further regulation. Every time we get into trouble, they give us more regulations, whether it's Sarbanes-Oxley or the Frank-Dodd bill. On and on, it's always more regulation. So, and I'm offering a switch on that. I actually believe that if we have the right president, and I would be determined to it, that we ought to shrink the Federal Register. Wouldn't that be astounding?
From CNN, Piers Morgan talks to John Huntsman about why he skipped the debate.
Let me put it to you, though, John Huntsman, that here's the issue for you. I've never seen any candidate who has got better press or had more people say he's a great guy, he'd be perfect, who is polling so low. Why do you think that is, and what can you do about it? I mean, for many people, this is, and to use the gambling parlance of Vegas, your last throw of the dice. You're putting all your chips on New Hampshire.
Well, Pierce, this is a Vegas move. You put it rightly. But this is also where you upend the traditional conventional wisdom of politics. I like where we're going in New Hampshire. All the polls show that we're moving up. We're now in low double digits. This is exactly where we want to be. We want a steady, gradual, substantive rise because that's what the people of New Hampshire demand. And whoever makes it through the New Hampshire primary always bursts upon the political stage with viability down market. So keep your eyes focused on New Hampshire. This is where artificiality does not play well. You must have a message. You must be able to sell your vision for a better America. And the people either take it or they don't. And so far, after 80 town hall meetings and house parties we've had in New Hampshire, I can feel it on the streets. We're beginning to connect with the people here in ways that I never would have imagined. So stay tuned to New Hampshire. The viability of New Hampshire as the first primary state in America must remain a tradition. This is good for the people of New Hampshire, good for candidates, a transparent process, but most importantly, Pierce, it's good for the American people, and we deserve it during what is likely to be the most important election cycle of my entire lifetime.
Finally, very briefly, John Huntsman, your father, also John Huntsman Sr., he used to work with Mitt Romney, had some pretty scathing words about him in the New York Times yesterday. He said, if you need to win that badly, I guess you just kind of do what you have to do to get a vote. What's your reaction to your father's pretty strident comments there?
Well, I love the man. He's a man of great wisdom and insight, and I've rarely known him to be off the mark. And I think on this issue, he's probably dead on the mark as well.
Up next, Iowa takes the focus off the latest debate by moving up their caucus. We'll talk about that next on the Countdown.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, talk radio and talk television are the focus here when people are talking about an issue-oriented sort of political talk radio, and that includes certainly the presidential race. Here's how Steve Scott talking about Iowa moving their caucus to January 3rd.
Every state is set except for one.
That's right, Steve. New Hampshire is the last state without a primary caucus date set. The Secretary of State there, Bill Gardner, has been doing this for 35 years. He always waits until the very end to set the date of the first in the nation primary, and he's doing it again this year, waiting out to see what all the other states do so that New Hampshire can have its traditional place in the front of the line. The twist this year is that Nevada has tried to place its caucus on the Saturday after the New Hampshire primary, and New Hampshire state law requires at least a week after the New Hampshire primary before the next contest.
Iowa traditionally bats leadoff. That's January 3rd. Is there a chance New Hampshire may go backwards and go into December?
Certainly. The New Hampshire Secretary of State has threatened to do that. He has somewhat limited options in December. Federal law requires that he's out 45 days before the election, and that really cuts off the first half of December because the deadline to get on the ballot in New Hampshire isn't until October the 28th, so if you count 45 days out after that, you're getting into December 13th and 14th, and so that while he has suggested the election could be in early December, it's not really feasible for that to happen.
You know, some people wonder, can you have a 2012 election in 2011?
You can. New Hampshire law allows the state to hold the primary the year preceding the election if that's what's necessary to maintain their first in the nation status.
So say New Hampshire does go to December. Does Iowa then try to leapfrog back even earlier?
What I'm hearing from Iowa, I spoke with the governor and the Republican chairman in Iowa today, and they have said that the Iowa caucus date is set for January 3rd, is not moving. They hope that New Hampshire doesn't move in front of them, but whatever New Hampshire does, Iowa is going to stay on January 3rd.
Now, all of this is important because you have some candidates who are stronger in one state than they are in another, an example being Iowa and New Hampshire.
It's true. You know, if you look at the candidates, then we have candidates, a lot of the candidates have set their entire campaign strategies around winning or performing well in either Iowa or New Hampshire, but not necessarily both. And so if you look at somebody like Rick Perry or even lesser candidates like Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum, their whole path to victory runs through performing well and exceeding expectations in Iowa, and then pushing that through to a strong finish in New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada, the other early states. If New Hampshire goes first, that would give a much bigger advantage, presumably, to the candidate who wins New Hampshire. The favorite to do that and the leader in the polls by far is of course, Mitt Romney.
Host Simon Conway with GOP Chairman Matt Strawn about Iowa moving up the caucus.
The Des Moines Register is saying this is set in stone, but is it really? If New Hampshire does something before that, are we really set in stone?
Well, what happened last night, as your listeners may be aware, that our executive committee for the Republican Party of Iowa unanimously approved a January 3rd date for the Iowa caucuses, because we've got, you know, folks all across the state that need to get moving on organizing those 1,700 precincts.
Mm-hmm.
What I said last night, and I'll say today, does the ability exist for the committee to reconvene and set a date? Yes. Of course, that can happen with 10 days notice at any time with our executive committee. But do I expect that date to change? No, I do not. And for two reasons. One is the overwhelming sentiment that our committee members heard all across the state for having some certainty when the date would be, but also making sure the process starts in 2012 and doesn't intrude upon the Christmas season. But two, there's still an opportunity, based on my conversations with leaders in New Hampshire and in Nevada, that Nevada may back off that January 14th date and provide enough time for New Hampshire to slide into that January 10th slot, so we could have that traditional caucus schedule that has Iowa January 3rd and New Hampshire January 10th, and then we're off to the races from there.
All right, let's change our focus here. The Occupy Wall Street protestors and the protests themselves. Up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Welcome, my friends, to my chocolate factory.
That's Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, now in a Blu-ray DVD box set. Wilder himself wrote the scene where Wonka first appears, first limping on a cane, then doing a somersault, and he told me why.
Because from that time on, no one, including the audience, will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Johnny Depp was good, but for me, Gene Wilder will always be the real Willy Wonka. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Kevin Bacon and January Jones are super in X-Men First Class. Kevin Spacey drives Jason Bateman nuts in Horrible Bosses. Brad Pitt branches out in The Tree of Life. And Frances McDormand gets into gear in Transformers The Dark of the Moon. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. OK, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen here with a welcome back into our focus on what people are talking about. Certainly the Occupy Wall Street protesters occupying lots of time. Keith Olbermann here talking to Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont about the president's tentative support of these protesters.
The president specifically, do you think he's seen the light or a light, or he's been enabled to see the light that he always knew was there?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe some of his advisors are showing him some polls out there which say very clearly that when you stand up for working people and you say we have got to create millions of jobs, rebuilding our infrastructure, rebuilding our schools, you know what? That is exactly what the American people want. And when you stand up and you say in the midst of a horrible recession, when Social Security has a $2.5 trillion surplus and can pay out every benefit for the next 25 years, no, we are not going to cut Social Security. We're not going to raise the eligibility age of Medicare. We're going to defend those life and death programs. So I think what the president is catching on to is that the American people want him to stand up tall and straight on behalf of working families who are struggling desperately today, and take on the big money interests who are so powerful and the wealthiest people who are doing phenomenally well.
Does this translate into legislation? Does this enable Congress to pass, say, the jobs bill bit by bit, do you think?
If I were a Republican talking about more Wall Street deregulation after Wall Street has caused this recession, if I were a Republican ignoring the fact that we have 25 million Americans unemployed or underemployed, you know what? I would be getting a little bit nervous about going home to my district. So I would hope that some of these Republicans are waking up and say, yeah, we need a jobs program. Keith, it is beyond my comprehension how anybody in the United States Congress does not understand that our infrastructure, roads, bridges, water systems, rail, public transportation, all of it crumbling and in desperate need of repair. We can create millions of jobs doing that. I don't understand how you cannot be supportive of that effort.
Are the parameters of American politics suddenly not just center and right, but actually have a right, a center, and a left again in a matter of 1 month's time?
I think that that's right. And I think when you look at polls which tell you that people are much more sympathetic to the Wall Street demonstrators' point of view than they are, for example, to the Tea Party, that tells you something. And it's not only the greed and recklessness of Wall Street. The other important issue that the demonstrators have been raising is both the moral and economic aspects of a grossly unequal distribution of wealth and income. So when you have the 400 wealthiest people owning more wealth than the bottom half of America, 150 million Americans, you know what? Most Americans will say, that ain't right. That's wrong. We got to address the issue of the rich getting richer and everybody else getting poorer.
Radio man Jack Mitchell and John Bishop here talking to Lincoln, Nebraska Mayor Chris Buettler about the legal questions that have started cropping up over the Occupy Lincoln movement.
I'm just curious what your position is and if you find it to be in any way concerning that we now have folks using what has been traditionally public space to essentially live for we have no idea how long.
Yeah, well, anytime you have citizens taking a different or unusual action with regard to public space, it does become of concern because the public generally will be concerned about how the public space is being used. Always in my mind, there are at least a couple of important principles that I think about first and foremost. One is the rule of law. The rule of law is important because here in America we write down the rules and then we expect everybody to abide by the rules. And when they're written down and people have fair notice of them, all of that is considered to be a part of a fair legal process and very important to citizen buy-in to the democracy because they want to know that they're all being treated alike. So the rule of law is important. In this particular case, there were a certain set of circumstances that existed at the time that they came onto the mall, and we can talk about what those circumstances were. The second important principle, of course, is free speech. We give great value in this country to free speech. Unfortunately, our support of free speech tends to vary a little bit depending on what speech it is and how we feel about the particular topic. But as a principle of democracy, we should stand strong for free speech generally.
Middle East is next, a prisoner exchange between the Israelis and Palestinians. Pretty interesting what took place and what value is swapped for what value. That's next on the countdown. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
Wearing glasses with Frizzell lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have.
Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books. Little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
So the prisoner exchange in the Middle East, pretty interesting what went on there. Veronica de la Cruz talked to correspondent John Ray about Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit being released from Hamas captivity in exchange for 1,027 Palestinian prisoners.
Scenes of jubilation in the Gaza Strip where people continue to fill the streets celebrating a massive prisoner exchange with Israel. All of this in exchange for one of its soldiers. 25-year-old Gilad Shalit is now back home in Israel 5 years after being taken captive by Palestinian Hamas militants. But not everyone is welcoming the exchange. NBC's John Ray joins us now live by phone from Tel Aviv. John, is the motivation for this swap being criticized on either side?
The motivation is not being criticized on the Israeli side. This deal is backed by a very, very large majority of Israelis. And as I watch the television here, Israeli television is broadcasting pictures of Israelis celebrating Gilad Shalit's homecoming to his little village home in the north of Israel. Those people support the deal, but even those believe that the price is a very, very high price that is being paid by Israel. More than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, almost 500 released in this series of closely choreographed moves today. Hamas, the militant wing of the Palestinian leadership, the people who captured Gilad Shalit 5.5 years ago, they are claiming this as a victory. They are saying that their hardline stance as what has brought Israel to the negotiating table to release all these prisoners for just one man. Many analysts are saying, Veronica, that as a result of boosting the position of a militant Palestinian organization, the wider prospects for peace in this troubled region have been pushed back even further down the road.
Host Greg Garrison here with Peter Schwitzer, editor of Big Peace. They talk about the prisoner exchange, one Israeli soldier for 1,000 terrorists.
What do you make of the deal in Israel? One Israeli soldier for 1,000 terrorists.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing. I mean, the first thing that strikes me is if you look between these two powers, it shows who really values life. I mean, the Israelis, you can say it was foolish to go this far, but the fact that they're willing for just one life to trade away basically 1,207 terrorist criminals, it shows how much they value life. And, you know, the criticism that they don't care or they don't value these things is simply not the case. The problem is that these kinds of deals, and when your enemy knows how vitally important it is for you to rescue each person, it creates a powerful incentive for them to keep trying to kidnap Israeli soldiers. You know, it's 1,200 this time, it's going to be 1,500 next time. They'll just keep upping the ante.
Well, it's interesting. Of course, this isn't the first time that the Israelis have struck deals like this.
Right.
And again, they demonstrate that theirs is a culture, a civilization, that focuses on the value of human life and on the value of its own, particularly its Jewish soldiers. And so I'm fine with that. The comment in one of you guys' pieces here on that subject was that it is tough because there are lots of families whose loved ones were victims.
Yes.
Of the violence of these bloodthirsty thugs that are now out again. And so it's a hard one for them. 79% of the Israeli population supports the trade.
Yeah, and this is the problem, is that when you are dealing with two combatants, and you have one side that is pretty much ruthless and willing to do just about anything in terms of bombers and blowing up innocent civilians and being totally brutal, and you have another society that values human life, that you have Israeli doctors that are operating on Palestinians who are injured and wounded in the occupied territories, it creates an opportunity for the thugs and for the leadership on the other side to see that as weakness. It's not Israeli weakness, and yet it kind of signals that they're willing to compromise a whole lot. And so I think it's a great day for the soldier and for his family, but it's got to be very frustrating also to the people in Israel who round these guys up. Finding these guys, arresting them, getting them tried is not an easy thing to do. And to see more than 1,000 of them walk away after not even serving their full time, it's got to be very demoralizing, I think, to the security services in Israel.
Well, most of them get busted again, but the problem is in getting themselves arrested again, will they have killed some more Israelis along the way?
Yeah, you can't keep making these types of trades. I just don't see how you can do it numerically. So hopefully they will be even more vigilant in ensuring that soldiers are operating together and are not taken as prisoner. You can't prevent that totally, but that really needs to be the ultimate message, is that they need to continue to maintain their vigilance. And the problem is that in Israel, open democracy, a lot of people have grown weary and tired of the conflict between the two powers. And so I think there's increasing political pressure in Israel to try to strike some deal or some bargain. The problem is, can you really bargain with people who have this fanatical view and this fanatical hatred of the Israelis? And I think the answer is no.
Here together, Charlie Parker and Charity McGurdy with Fox News correspondent Alistair Wanklin, and they talk about the prisoner exchange as well.
The leader of Hamas in the Gaza Strip said early today they had turned over Israeli soldier Sergeant Gilad Shalit to Egypt. Egypt then gave him back I guess he's back home now, right, in Israel, Alistair, is that correct?
He is. That's right, Charlie. He's in Israel. He was handed from Gaza to Egypt today, was then driven back into Israel, and right now it's somewhere at an army base here in Israel. I'm outside his home in northern Israel, the Gilad Shalit family home, which has been the focal point for the campaign to get him released. A lot of supporters here right now, jubilant that finally he is free. A lot of his neighbors also saying that they're thrilled to be looking forward to seeing Gilad Shalit again after 5 years. 5 years in captivity, an ordeal, however you measure it. 5 years as a young man, he's lost a lot of his life. The Israelis, though, of course, realize there is much more to this. Today, more than 1,000 Palestinians are being released from jails, driven in buses back into Gaza and elsewhere. And among them, several convicted terrorists, major convicted terrorists, those the masterminds behind bombings, kidnappings, and gun attacks. And it is, many Israelis say they're uncomfortable with this happening. They're thrilled to have Gilad Shalit back. But it is an imbalanced swap, however you look at it.
Yeah, not only are they not necessarily happy with it, there were actually a lot of court appeals in Israel as to whether to release the Palestinians, correct?
That's right. Yeah, there were a couple of people yesterday who registered appeals at the Supreme Court here. That was overruled. Israel has put a lot into this swap. It's basically been underway for 5 years. Negotiations have been underway for 5 years. Israel tried to broker down the number of prisoners to be released. And, in fact, it's not releasing some of the kingpins that wanted released. But ultimately, it is roughly the same number that Hamas initially demanded. So Israel hasn't really been able to negotiate much in the way of reduction. Then again, maybe this is going to be the first step in something bigger. We don't know yet. Some people here in Israel say, at the very least, that Israel probably has now opened channels of communication with Hamas, which might help to defuse standoffs in the future.
Alistair, because Israel and Hamas were not coordinating the exchange directly, who was overseeing the process to make sure there was no funny business?
Yeah, a number of people. In fact, the Red Cross was involved today, and the government and, of course, there's some discontinuity there because of the revolution this year. But Egypt did play a big role. And, in fact, Israel, Egypt, says it hopes it might have some kind of its own prisoner swap with Israel in the near future. For now, it's just this major release of Palestinian prisoners, more than 1,000 of them, several hundred going over today. Another couple of hundred will be in 2 months' time. Here outside the Gilad Shalit family home, supporters looking forward to seeing him return.
Conversation about the president's jobs bill. Next on the Talk Radio Review.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me, no woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the new media, we're all focused. Talk host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer here with a focus on the debate over the president's plan. And if it really stands a chance of producing any jobs at all.
What part of the jobs bill will produce jobs? Now, most people would say none because they know the drill now. You know, people now are hip to the whole deal. They kind of know that these things aren't gonna produce jobs. But let's talk about the little pieces of the jobs bill, the president's jobs bill. First, there's a payroll tax credit for hiring, which is a one-time $4,000 tax credit if you hire someone. Do you think that that's going to produce jobs?
No.
Why not?
Because if you're a private employer, that one-time hiring fix doesn't solve the problem, Bob.
Which is you don't have enough customers.
You got to have customers to buy your product, Bob.
Unemployment
service
to be usable for 8 weeks to shadow a job and learn more skills to help long-term unemployment.
Can I bring my daughter?
Do you think that would work?
Can she shadow me?
Do you think that would work if you were on unemployment for if you were long-term unemployed?
No.
Don't be flippant now. We're trying to talk about a serious issue.
No, it will not help.
Why not?
What are you talking about? So somebody shadows an actual – again, you got to have –
You're learning
customers.
New skills.
Oh, that's great. That's fabulous. But if those skills have no application because there's no customer base, there's no demand, Bob, for what it is that you're seeking to get paid for, then what good does it
but
do to
shadow
anybody?
But the program worked in Georgia.
It did, huh?
That's what they're saying.
I know that's what they're saying, but I want to see some empirical evidence that it created sustained, long-term private economic growth.
And by the way, these are all going to be broken into pieces to be pushed through Congress because the president wants a vote on these a la carte.
Is it a la carte,
which
Bob?
Is what they said they wouldn't do.
Politics a la carte?
Here's another one. Federal funding for infrastructure projects will be $80 billion. Things like fixing schools and weatherproofing police stations and stuff like that. Do you think that'll produce any jobs?
Well, temporarily, it will produce a government
in a narrow
job.
Band. In a narrow,
a very narrow band.
Here again, the problem we're having is we're not matching the skill set to the job. So what you've got here is, and I found out that you know everyone goes, well, they've got to put these home construction guys back to work because we're not building new houses. Well, it turns out that the home construction companies don't have the equipment or the skill set to do highway construction.
Right.
So what happens is they go out and they hire companies that specialize in highway construction.
By the way,
I did not know that.
From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha. host Scott Voorhees talks to one of his callers about whether, hypothetically, he would accept 4 more years of President Obama if his jobs bill worked and the economy improved.
Would you trade a rapidly improving economy? I'm talking about in the next 4, 5, 6 months. You can even say a year, because I think it's also safe to say that if this economy not only stays stagnant, but also declines in the course of the next year, it's going to be incredibly difficult for President Obama to win re-election, unless he comes out with another jobs-slash-stimulus bill that just makes more and more people dependent on his form of government. It's going to be very hard for the president to win re-election next year if the economy does not improve. I want the economy to improve. And I know you're saying, well, but the economy could improve, and we could get a Republican in there who could take the economy even better. You know as well as I do, if the economy greatly improves, it's going to be hard to unseat the incumbent. So you can't have both. We're in Scott world today. I'm not going to allow you to have both. Here are your responses on the poll question, and of course your responses via the phone calls could be whatever it is that you make them. The question is, would you trade a rapidly improving economy for 4 more years of Obama? You can respond with, yes, the well-being of the country means more to me than the well-being of the grand old party. Or, no, I don't care how great things are, the answer is no! So what's your response?
Well, I would not trade, because the economy is not the only issue here. A larger issue is the fact that the man has trampled all over the Constitution of the United States, which is our freedoms. And as far as I'm concerned, the constitutional freedoms that we enjoy are a hell of a lot more important than the economy, especially for our kids and our children and future generations.
Well, what constitutional freedoms has he trampled on when it comes to improving the economy?
Well, basically, he's as far as private business goes, he's the EPA, the OSHA, all the rules that these people have trampled on the business people with, who in the heck in their right mind would want to start a company?
Yeah, and the way that he's gone around Congress to institute the Dream Act, that is detrimental to business in this country. But here's the question, Joe. I do not disagree whatsoever with anything you just said. But what if it all works and the economy is going great?
Well, I still look at the big picture.
Right.
And that's my theory. The big picture is not just the economy.
Lots of interesting things about lots of interesting items. The Countdown in the Focus, Talk Radio Countdown Show section on the homepage at DougStephan.com.